This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Welcome to another episode of Rico Bronya and No. This is not Evan Roberts, as you can tell, because I don't sound like him at all. This is Pete Hoffman. Evan right now is doing something with his wife, or is hanging with his wife and not watching baseball. He needs to unwind before he gets to Jersey Shore for this kickoff summer tour thing, whatever we're doing. It's a little like pre-podcast for the kickoff to the summer. And I'm being joined right now by a very special guest who would not normally be here. However, because Evan is not here, I can get him on because they kind of have an issue. His name is Anthony Gallo. You may know him. He is a digital whiz for WFAN. Anthony, welcome to the program.
What's going on, Hoff? I'm excited to be here. And yes, while Dad's away, the kids play, and I'm allowed to be on the podcast, which I was very excited about. Real quick backstory, just because I'm an honest person, Evan was upset with me once, and he will not let me live it down because I said that John Main, when DeGrom left, I was not panicking. I was okay with it. I expected it to come, and to downplay the move, said that John Main was just as an effective postseason pitcher as Jacob DeGrom. And I don't think there was anything else I could have did to upset Evan more, to the point that he shunned me for a bit and then made me apologize. I got gifts out of it. He felt bad. He gave me gifts, but it was deserved. And it was a bad take by me. But I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited to talk after a big
match. First of all, there's not much that'll piss Evan Roberts off. I'll be serious. Besides Mets, actual, like, the way they play on the field, in life, there's not many people that can actually piss Evan Roberts off, and you did that. So that you deserve a prize for that.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen him more annoyed about anything. I could have broken his toe, and he wouldn't have been as bad.
No, he was legitimately – but it's something – you know, and again – we all have our love for certain Mets, and not saying that he's a fanboy of Jacob DeGrom, but I think he views him differently than a lot of the Mets fans. And maybe we'll get into that later on, because I am a Jacob DeGrom fan and I am pissed that he's not on this team right now. But I'm curious to see what other people really think of Jacob DeGrom. But regardless, right now, today's not the day. The time is not the time, because the Mets finally win a game. We just had a podcast yesterday with Evan where back-to-back losses versus the Chicago Cubs in really crappy fashion, where they couldn't score any runs. It's just another disgusting display of offense, and the pitching was subpar, even though Kode Senga did give you five innings yesterday or on Wednesday. It just wasn't a good performance. Meanwhile, you have Cookie Carrasco going 6 2/3. After five innings, I'm like, I kind of want to see him go back out there again. But it's weird because he's at 80 pitches. I don't really know what Cookie really has left in the tank these days. 80 pitches, five innings, I feel like that's almost good. But they push him out there. He goes six. It's a quick inning. He goes out there for another. He gets a 6 2/3. And that's like everything and more for this pitching staff. Like, it's rare when they get to the sixth inning. When they get to the seventh inning, it's even better. And they just need to save the bullpen. And it was just a perfect start for someone who's been struggling all season and for a team that needs that, you know, that real big kick to the you know what, to like wake up and have a really great pitching performance. Now, it was also piggybacked by 10 runs on top of that, which was really nice, but that didn't come until later. I mean, a game exploded. It got out of hand a little bit later on.
No, you nailed it on the head. And my biggest concern is with the bullpen is when they do get elongated. I think the bullpen is good when we needed to get, you know, 2-3 innings. But when you're now pitching them in the, you know, fifth inning, it's where we've struggled. And it was nice to just see Cookie come out, pitch well, because I would have taken a start of just 5 innings, 2 runs, 3 runs and been happy with it. But the fact that he was able to go not only, you know, the 7 innings, but, or, you know, 6 innings plus and only give up the 1 run, I get it's a Cubs crappy lineup and, you know, there's no reason to get too excited about it, but I'm just happy he did this. And it was nice to see that the lineup came to play today too. And the big guys were the ones that carried us tonight.
Do you say that Carrasco, like, you know, if he got 5 innings, that would have been nice and that you would settle for that. But like after having McGill be crappy, you know, Senga, again, even though he got 5 innings, it wasn't efficient. It wasn't good. You're waiting for Verlander and Scherzer to do that. It was good to see Carrasco do that, to be fair.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, yeah, and they needed it. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I had no hope for Carrasco to be – I'm not saying I thought he was going to be awful tonight, but I was just like, give me what you could give me because we haven't gotten really anything. And I just needed him to get through the 5 innings, and it was nice that he got through the 6 2/3. He was super efficient. We were out to eat, and, you know, I look up, and he's only at, you know, whatever it was, 80 pitches going into the fifth, and I was shocked. It was the most efficient start, maybe besides Senga's start against the Rays. Oh, and Verlander's 8-inning start also. Yeah. But he was efficient, and it was nice to see, like, with everything.
Yeah, Verlander by far had the best. Like look at it this way, right? Like, for a while there, we had the Joey Lucchese start, which probably was the best of the season when he went 7. But now we've piled on. We've gotten some people that have gone deeper. Verlander went deep. Senga went deep. And now Carrasco went deep. So we've actually put together a decent array of starting performances by pitchers where we could say, you know what? The season isn't all crap for starting pitchers because that's been the biggest fault right now, this whole team. Now, let's rewind it because the one thing we didn't talk about was the lineup came out and Daniel Vogelbach was in the lineup, which meant Mark Vientos was not in the lineup. Again, 2 days in a row, which I know that's going to pissed off so many people. First of all, it pisses people off because, A, what is Vogelbach still doing in the lineup? But also, B, why is Vientos being called up and not playing? Like, he's now, I think it was like 3 out of 4 games he didn't play, and he got pulled before in one of the last performances. It's just, he hasn't had enough at bats. And we're sitting here going, Vogelbach's getting play time. And then you hear the rumor that Tomasino's getting called up. He's coming back. He's off the IL. Okay, so what's the deal there? What's the move? Is it going to be Gary Sanchez, which everyone thinks? But with the way the Mets have been playing everything, it's, you know, Guillorme has been sent down. Even though he's more reliable defensively, he gives you more versatility defensively. Not saying his bat's great, but compared to him to Vogelbach, I mean, they're both pretty much the same. Power-wise, obviously goes to Vogelbach, but he doesn't use it. He's got 8 home runs as a Met. and he's had over almost 300 plate appearances. That's not good, especially for somebody who you brought him in there with one specific reason to be a power hitter. So that being said, you send down Guillorme because he's got options, which led to my concerns about Vientos potentially getting the call to go down and not Gary. Instead, they did the right thing. They sent the DFA'd Gary Sanchez, so Vientos is still on the team. But the fact that he's not in the lineup is very frustrating. But the lineup goes off. It was good. You know, you have you go through the first inning, by the way. It's the same old, same old. Bases are loaded, and you can only scrape away a run because of a sac fly. That is frustrating. I'm glad that the Mets scored first, but that's very frustrating. And then Carrasco goes along and gives the run right back up again. There's a home run from Danny Swanson, and it makes you go, oh, boy, this is going to be a long day. But it turned around. You know, I think it was Beatty again with another hit and Marte with a hit that kind of got two runs in, and then it was the score's 4-1. And after that, it just started to explode. And thankfully, you know, Alonso gets his 19th home run of the season, MVP, let's go, where the power rankings at. And before you know it, it's 10-1, and the Cubs have their Tucker Barnhart pitching to end the game.
Yes, which he was throwing like 30 miles an hour at one point. I think that mentioning the lineup, when it came out, I wasn't thinking about the roster move. I was just thinking, damn, Vogelbach's in there again. I'm fine with Canopy in the lineup, but it's like Vogelbach's in there again. Vientos just feels like he's not getting the fair chance. And then if Vogelbach's going to be in the lineup, there's no way Alvarez should be hitting behind him. There's in no world does that make sense. In no world does your slow-footed, I don't know about slow, but your not-fast catcher, who is one of your better hitters, should be hitting ninth. If you want to do something like that, hit Marte ninth. Hit somebody with a little bit of speed. You get that second leadoff hitter almost, like we used to see back in the day when they'd hit like a guy ninth instead of the pitcher. But I hate seeing that. But then the news of Sanchez getting DFA'd, I'm like, okay, not too bad. I started to believe the fake rumors that Alvarez was in danger of getting sent down, and I do not think he's getting sent down for Navarez. I hope that Nito is done with, and Navarez is the backup. Nito's done, he's done what he could do. But the lineup comes out today, and if you would have told me that Marte, Lindor, Nimmo, Alonso, and Beatty were all going to get RBIs, I would have told you no shot. So it was nice to see that. So you got the great start from Carrasco and a huge outpouring from the lineup. So it made Vogelbach being in there not too bad.